Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 8, verses 7 through 15. Brethren, as you excel in everything in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you excel in this gracious work also. I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. And in this matter I give my advice. It is best for you now to complete what a year ago you began not only to do but to desire, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a man has, not according to what he has not. I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that, as a matter of equality, your abundance at the present time should supply their want, so that their abundance may supply your want, that there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much has nothing over, and he who gathered little had no lack. Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 3, verses 6 through 12. At that time the Pharisees held counsel with the Herodians against Jesus, how to destroy him. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed. Also from Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea, and from beyond the Jordan and from about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, hearing all that he did, came to him. And he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, lest they should crush him. For he had healed many, so that all who had diseases pressed upon him to touch him. And whenever the unclean spirits beheld him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God." And he strictly ordered them not to make him known. On this day, the 20th of August, we commemorate Samuel the prophet. This most holy man, a prophet of God from childhood, was the last judge of the Israelite people and anointed the first two kings of Israel. He was born in the 12th century before Christ in the city of Amathaim Sepha from the tribe of Levi, the son of Elkanah and Hannah. He was the fruit of prayer, for his mother, being barren, conceived him only after she had supplicated the Lord with many tears, wherefore she called him Samuel, that is, heard by God. As soon as Hannah had weaned him, she brought him to the city of Siloam, or Shiloh, where the ark was kept, and she consecrated him, though yet a babe, to the service of God, giving thanks to him with the hymn found in the third ode of the Psalter, "My heart hath been established in the Lord." Samuel remained in Siloam under the protection of Eli the priest. He served in the tabernacle of God, and through his most venerable way of life became well pleasing to God and man. While yet a child, sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God, he heard the voice of God calling his name, and foretelling the downfall of Eli. For although Eli's two sons Ophni and Phinehas were most lawless and despisers of God, Eli did not correct them. Even after Samuel had told Eli of the divine warning, Eli did not properly chastise his sons, and afterwards, through various misfortunes, his whole house was blotted out in one day. After these things came to pass, Samuel was chosen to be the protector of the people, and he judged them with holiness and righteousness. He became for them an example of all goodness, and their compassionate intercessor before God. Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Yea, I will serve the Lord, and show you the good and the right way. When he asked them, having God as witness, if he ever wronged anyone, or took anyone's possessions, or any gift, even so much as a sandal, they answered with one voice, "Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, nor afflicted us, neither hast thou taken anything from anyone's hand." When Samuel was old, the people asked him for a king, but he was displeased with this, knowing that God himself was their king. But when they persisted, the Lord commanded him to anoint them a king, saying, "They have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me from reigning over them." So Samuel anointed Saul, but Saul transgressed the command of God repeatedly, so Samuel anointed David. Yet since Samuel was a man of God, full of tender mercy, when the Lord told him that he had rejected Saul, Samuel wept for him the whole night long. And later, since he continued to grieve, the Lord said to him, "How long wilt thou mourn for Saul?" Having lived blamelessly some 98 years and become an example to all of a God-pleasing life, he reposed in the 11th century before Christ. Many ascribed to him the authorship of the books of Judges and of Ruth and of the first 24 chapters of the first book of Kings. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.